praise the Lord. I hope you're blessed today and ready to get in the Word of God, and let's get something powerful out of the Word of God today. Bible says we're to count it more, more important to us than actually the necessary food that we've got to eat. We all got to have food. We got to have nourishment for the food. And if you don't, you're gonna wither away and die. And that's what happens to a lot of people in God. They don't take in the Word of God. They have no spiritual food. And before long, they just die back out to the world. But thank God here today, we can go to the Word and get something out of the Word. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to pronounce your Word and declare your Word. Now anoint the words that I speak and anoint your written Word, quicken it in the heart and lives of men and women. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to teach a little bit today on the will of God. I hear so many people say, they put that awful statement on everything they pray, Lord, if it be your will. I think the Lord wants us to find out what his will is in a lot of cases. And if we study his word, I hear people pray that prayer, Lord, if it be your will, heal that person. And I think we can know what God's will is. There's a sickness unto death. There's a sickness that's not unto death. By his stripes ye were healed. By his stripes ye are healed. Past and present tense of the work of Calvary, the 39 stripes he bore upon his back, 40 save one. He bore those stripes. You and I can be healed. So we don't have to play a guessing game. Go ahead and say, Lord, heal my person that I'm praying for, heal my friend, heal my brother, heal my sister, heal my child. God, in Jesus' name, I command healing in the name of Jesus. You'll get a lot more accomplished. God won't spank your hands for praying that way. People say, well, I'm afraid I'll pray against God. No, you pray for healing, you'll be praying with the will of God. Now, I've had situations that I watched someone just the other week, somebody was close to me that passed away, and everybody was praying, Lord, heal them, Lord, heal them. Well, there come a point in the person's life, and they was an older person, that their mind had done went, and it was foolish to pray, Lord, heal this person of their other complications. And I made the prayer one day, Lord, if you're going to heal their physical body, heal their mind. And God took them home just in a few days. God, his decision was that it was their time. And we can't pray against that. But I think if you're a true Christian, you'll know the difference and you'll know how to pray when it comes to those situations. But the will of God, Matthew 7:21. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now the Bible tells us not everyone is going to enter in. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. But he that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And I searched the book to find out, well, what is the will of God? What does God want from us? What does God expect from us? And I found in Ephesians, in the 3rd chapter, in verse 19, I find these verses. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I'm telling you, my friend, today, if you get to seeking God and you get all of God and all of you, you're going to please God. If you've got God in your thoughts, the Bible said bring every thought under subjection. And if you've got God in your thoughts, you've got God in your prayer, you've got God in your heart, you've got God in every part, in every fiber of your body, with all this within you, you're going to serve God, heart, mind, soul, and body, and strength, and all completion, then God is going to be pleased with you. And that's what God's looking for. He's looking for someone that'll serve him. He's looking for someone that'll come into fellowship with him. So let's get all of the fullness of God within us. Amen. Philippians 2 and verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, but the will and to do of his good pleasure. Let's go through that again. For it is God's which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That work he started in you, he's going to finish it. He's not going to stop halfway. He's going to take you all the way through to victory. He said he'd never leave you, never forsake you, would go with you all the way. That's the promise of his word, and he's going to keep his word. He's kept his word for me. I was saved May the 14th, 1959. Called to preach this September 45 years ago, and he's kept me through the trials out in the ghettos, preaching in the big cities and a lot of areas where people wouldn't even go in the daytime, let alone go overnight. And he's been there with me. He's performed his good pleasure within me, and he's kept me and preserved me by his anointing. In Ephesians, in the 6th chapter and in verse 6, doing the will of God from the heart. You know, the Bible said, you know, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. We've got to have this thing in our heart. You can't serve God half-hearted. You've got to have a fully made up mind. You've got to be fully persuaded. You've got to have this thing into every fiber of your mind, soul, and being, in your heart and with everything that's in you. You've got to want to serve God. You can't serve him halfway. You can't have one foot in, one foot out. You can't be a lover of pleasure more than lovers of God. You can't be a lover of the world. You've got to love God. Simply, you've got to come to him, give him your whole heart, and you've got to love him. And if you love him with all your heart, you're going to see the will of God take place in your life. In 1 Corinthians, and in the, I believe this is in the 12th chapter, and in the 11th verse. And the same worketh that one of the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Here, Paul was talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and he had just named them back up there in the verses right before that. And he was saying that God, through his Spirit, he worketh by the Spirit in our spirit and bringing this about. He brings about his will in our lives, in our hearts, through his Spirit. And that's the reason it's really important to have the gifts of God, have the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You need every one of these gifts. You know, there are diversity of gifts, said verse 4 of that same chapter. And it goes on to say, but the same Spirit, and there are difference of administration, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of operation, but in the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. God gives his gifts and his Spirit in our life to work his will in our lives. And when you get the manifestations of the Spirit, now, a lot of time you get a feeling in your spirit about something. You have things that you may have an idea on. And after you pray about it, after you seek God about it, then God leads you a different direction. I know we got some things going on that we're looking into some. In the next few years, we're going to be building a new office complex and looking at different land. And they're here at the worship center that we've acquired, and hoping everything works to the perfect will of God in that, and I believe it will. But there's land connected to it. There's land adjacent to it. And we're seeking the face of God, exactly where to build what. We're going to build two different buildings we know of, maybe three. And we just got to get to mind the Lord. But as time goes on and we commit to God, then God will direct his will about these things. So we're going to let the Spirit of God lead us. We're not going to jump up and get no hurry to do anything. But even though the Lord's work's expedient, after you get the mind of God. But if you don't have the mind of God, don't go out here flying around trying to get something done that you don't have no handle on. Wait and get the mind and the will of God. And you have to put a lot of things in God's hand. We have some different things that the ministry operates in different parts of the country. And me and my wife the other day was just saying, God, we're going to put this in your hands. My daughter sings a song, Put It in God's Hands, and it is a beautiful song. We just love that song. And that's what you got to do. You got to put it in God's hand, and you got to trust God that He's going to perform His will, and He's going to bring it to pass according to what His will is for that particular thing. All right, now the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2 and verse 12, now that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You know, He said that we might know, we can know those things that are freely given to us of God. And that's through continuing with God. That's through walking with God, walking in His Spirit and abiding in His Spirit. And then we're going to know those things, amen, that are freely given. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen. And we thank God that verse 13 is there, which things also we speak not in word with words with man's wisdom teaching, but with the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The carnal man can't figure this thing out. That's the reason we need to come in the understanding of God's Spirit, get His Holy Ghost in our lives so that we can know the will of God. And the carnal mind is enmity against God. The Bible said it can't even be subject to God. So we've got to get rid of the carnal mind. How do you do that? Becoming saved, being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Romans in the 12th chapter and in verse 2 of the 12th chapter, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I've heard it taught all my life. I hear preachers get up and preach that God had three wills, and long as you get in the acceptable will, you're probably okay, but you need to work towards the perfect will, and He's got a good will. I believe these are that which that is the noun that is being spoken is the will of God, and that you've got these words that are telling you what kind of will that God has. And see, God's that you may prove that which is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's not three categories of it. God's will is good, acceptable, and perfect. Let's leave it at that. Let's not try to divide it up and try to say there's a place that you can be that, well, it's not God's perfect will, but He accepts it, you know. That's a stretched translation of this verse of Scripture. These are adjectives with telling, and they enhance the noun here in this particular verse, and it's telling us God's will is good, acceptable, and perfect. Can you shout glory? Amen. And then Romans in the 7th chapter, and in verse 18 of that 7th chapter, it goes on to say, for I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform it, that which is good I find not. Here Paul was saying that, you know, he had a problem with the flesh. The flesh, he knowed and could see what was right, but the flesh always wanted to do the wrong thing. This is where sanctification comes in. This is where we as children of God need to get sanctified by the power of God. We need to crucify the flesh, get rid of the flesh. We need to walk in the spirit man. And when we begin to walk in the spirit man, there again we can see that which is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, and we can see it performed in our daily life. And the flesh, yes, you've got to bring the flesh under subjection. Jesus prayed a prayer. Jesus prayed, Father, don't take them out of the world, but leave them in the world, but sanctify them from the world. In other words, let there be a separation point that they can be in the world, but not of the world. And let them walk according to the will of the Father and the will of the Spirit. This can be obtained when we seek the face of God, when we pray, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, is the promise of God's word. Lord, we thank you for this time we've had to teach on the will of God, and we pray that men and women that are out there listening to this teaching today, that they can seek your face and find out the will of God for their life. You wish above all things they be in health and prosper, such as their soul prospers, and let them know that that's a key. When they begin to prosper in the spirit and their soul begins to prosper, then they can have prosperity in the physical means of their finances and everything that they go to do. So God, we ask you to move and work. In the name of Jesus, we ask this for healing, for blessings, and for people to be saved, backsliders to be reclaimed, prodigal sons to come home. We ask for victory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you to our next teaching.